For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Speaking at a rally in Charlotte, North Carolina, President Trump says the media is attempting to politicize the alleged bomber, Cesar Sayoc, who was accused of sending pipe bombs to the president's political opponents.
We love our police and we love our law enforcement. Political violence must never, ever be allowed in America, and I will do everything in my power to stop it.
Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen has this advice.
If you notice a strange package or if you see something that appears out of the ordinary, do not remain silent. If you see something, say something.
She warns that Sayoc may have sent more bombs before being arrested. Sayoc, an avid Trump supporter, has a history of violence. General Motors is now asking the federal government for one national gas mileage standard, including a requirement that a percentage of auto company sales be zero emissions vehicles. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
During a Make America Great Again rally in North Carolina, President Trump teases an announcement he plans to make on immigration next week, saying, watch next week what's going to happen. It's going to be exciting. President Trump told the crowd Democrats used to favor the idea of building a wall along the southern U.S. border.
Many of these Democrats, including Schumer, including Crooked Hillary, including everybody, approved the wall in 2006.
Touring part of the wall in California, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen said walls are effective.
Walls work. That's not my opinion. It's not a tagline. It's not a political statement. It's a fact.
Speaking in a recently completed 30-foot section of border wall, Nielsen said the administration will announce in the coming days measures to address a caravan of Central American migrants traveling through Mexico en route to the U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton says Russian President Vladimir Putin has been invited to visit the White House next year. No word yet if he'll accept that invitation. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
There was a brief scare as the Duke and Duchess of Sussex were about to land in Australia Friday. USA's Chris Barnes has that story.
Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan were on a Qantas jetliner along with reporters returning to Sydney, Australia after visiting Tonga on their 16-day South Pacific tour. Everything was normal during the flight until they arrived in Sydney.
And then suddenly the plane just pulled up and then began to ascend very, very quickly.
That was one of the many reporters aboard, NBC correspondent Keir Simmons. The pilot of the Qantas jetliner forced to pull up just before that landing because another plane was taking too long to get off the runway. No one was injured, the Royals' plane landing on a second approach.
Officials in California's Yosemite National Park are investigating the deaths of two people who fell from a popular lookout on Wednesday. Park Ranger Jamie Richards tells KFSN-TV investigators are searching for leads.
As the investigation progresses, we will have a better idea of possibly what happened. It's too early to speculate. We do not know any of the circumstances of what may have happened up there.
The bodies of a man and woman were spotted by a tourist beneath Taft Point, which rises about 3,000 feet above the valley floor. At least 10 people have died in the park this year. A dramatic moment on the ABC comedy Modern Family when an ongoing character is killed off in the Halloween episode. The family learns of the death of Mitchell and Claire's mother, Dee Dee, played by Shelley Long. The producers of the series, which is in the midst of what could be its final season, have been teasing a significant character death since September. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.